Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA with the Bennett Property Shop and Ottawa's number one real estate sales team for 2021.
What are people saying about the Bennett Property Shop? Well, Wayne and Wendy are pretty impressed. We recently sold our home in less than 2 days. Marty and the team were very professional. As we were out of the country while our house was for sale, they looked after all the negotiations. We would highly recommend the Bennett Property Shop. Nice note, too, from Natalie and Graham. Our home was on the market for 730 days. That's 2018 and 2019.
That's a long time. That's some patience there.
Yes, good for you. With two other realtors who failed to sell it. So we called the Bennett Property Shop, and with their most incredible marketing plans, like you say, Marty, you're so right, safety protocols during COVID-19, and a virtual open house to which had over 3,000 views, we ended up selling our home in 24 hours for full asking. Thank you, Bennett Pros. We are extremely grateful to you.
That's great. That's great news. I'm very happy to hear happy clients because, of course, when you're out of town, out of the country, and you're not keeping an eye on one of your most prized assets, it's really important you trust the brokerage that you've hired because you have no idea what's going on. And so we have a full-service brokerage here. I'm sure the agent that was assigned to that account was dropping by on the property, keeping them in touch in terms of what feedback was happening so they could basically keep an eye on things while they weren't physically around, which is a huge stress relief for people.
We're meeting people, and they'll say, we met an agent, and they said, don't get the house on the market till September. Well, we discover the reason they're saying that is because they're going off to a cottage in August.
Oh, yeah, and they're never available.
So, it's not to the best, bench of the client. I mean, if you have a waterfront property, for example, which we have, we do a lot of that, and we have specialties in it, you want to get that in the time of the season. You don't want to wait till the fall when, you never know how cold it's going to get. And, you want people out there seeing people swimming and having a good time in boats. Like, this is all a part of the experience, so when you have a waterfront property. So don't delay. Get your waterfront on the market today. I mean, the other thing that we've got to be looking at as well is, it's funny. What's happened right now is, a lot of people, we've been getting called assignment. And we are getting people calling and saying, can you sell my new home? So what is an assignment? How does that work? What's going on? So what will happen right now is when you purchase a home from a new home builder, you don't own that house until it closes, meaning you've actually owned it. So you've got the mortgage in GAR, you've done your walkthrough, your PDI with the Tarion people, you've done all the lawyers exchanging. So people now are calling us and saying, I want to sell my home now, my new home. Well, first of all, it's not your new home. It's builder A, B, or C's home. It's still not your home. So sometimes builders will have provisions that they're called assignment. So a builder may or may not, and it's in your agreement of purchase of the sale, will give you permission to an assignment, meaning you can take the house you bought and assign it to another purchaser. But you're still sort of on the hook. It's no different like when you sublet your apartment.
Right.
So an assignment means now, so you've given a deposit and maybe you've given some money to upgrades to the builder. I'm not sure, whatever is in the agreement. So now the new buyer, which is called the assignee, is now going to take over that agreement and will pay you whatever money of deposits you gave to the builder. The assignment agreement is the differential of the price. Maybe you're now looking for more money than what you paid for the home. Maybe not. It depends on what you want. Now, most agreements of purchase and sale from a builder, majority of them do not allow for assignment. They don't. So you as a homeowner, and I can appreciate some people are, getting anxious. They realize maybe they can't sell their home. Maybe, the interest rates, they can't afford the new mortgage. I don't know. Or there's all kinds of personal reasons that they want to do that. So what I've been saying, and you should be truthful and transparent with the builder and explain what your personal circumstances are. And call them up and ask them if they will allow, and you need to get it in writing, will they allow you to do an assignment? And if so, as I said, you get it in writing and you want to know the terms and conditions. So they may charge you an administrative fee, extra legal fees. They may charge you realtor fees. I don't know. There's all different things they may charge you. So now what you want to do, because we do have some assignments right now, some fantastic new houses. So you want to work with people that know how to do this. As I said, it's different paperwork. It's not traditional paperwork. And now you have to get, obviously, permission to enter the home from the builder so you can show it. You want to have the full list of the specifications, the, you know, what colors were picked out, any changes. You want the floor plans. You want to understand the, you know, agreement of purchase and sale, all different things. You want to know what stage of construction's at that. And what you got to make sure is then once we do this, we also inform Terry on, because what we want to do is make sure that the warranty is transferred to the new owner. So, I mean, we'd be more than happy to help people with assignments. We've been getting a lot of them lately. And, you know, it's a different, again, you know, sort of a specialty. Again, being that I've sold over 20,000 houses, I've had a lot of experience with all of these different situations. We're also getting inquiries, for example, and it's happening a lot now as well, is a lot of seniors now, maybe they've taken, you know, unfortunately, they've become ill and they need help. So we have senior relocation specialists. Diane and Teresa are extremely good at this. And we will bring in a team for you. As I talked about, you may need decluttering done. You may need some, you know, things put away in storage. We will work with your family. Maybe there's family heirlooms, different things that, you know, you would like someone to have. I don't know if you're bringing the furniture to your new forever home that you're moving to. We can look at, you know, getting your windows cleaned, and maybe you need some, you know, just some handyman work done and things, because, you know, we want everything to be shiny and clean. And, you know, we usually bring in some fresh flowers and, you know, have everything looking really nice. And, you know, again, this is something we work with. And another thing, you know, we've talked about it previously on the show, and, it, you know, seniors, unfortunately, are people that are targeted for this. If you're selling your home today, you've got to be very, very careful of identity fraud. And what do I mean by that? So I think we've had this conversation before, Damon.
Even a couple of years ago.
Talked about it. And it was, remember, I met a gentleman in the airport, and he thanked me very much, you know, for this, to bringing it to his attention of what's going on. And, you know, I read an article that during COVID it was really bad. So what is, there's title fraud, there's all kinds of fraud.
That's what we talked about mainly, yeah.
And the title fraud that we've got to be looking at is people will steal your homeowner's identity. And how do they do that? Well, it's very interesting. So when you're selling your home, you need to protect your personal information. So if you're a seller, whether you're a senior or not a senior, you want to make sure. Don't have any bank statements out. Don't have your social insurance numbers out. Don't have your, you know, checkbooks, if you do have checkbooks. Don't have your computer locked and closed. Don't have passports. Don't have anything around. You need to put all of that stuff away into a safety deposit box, or maybe you have a safe. What you've got to be looking at is when you get a mortgage, the mortgage company will get titles insurance, about $300, but that doesn't cover you. You want your own titles insurance. So make sure when you own a house, even if you don't have a mortgage, you can get titles insurance through your lawyer. So get titles insurance on your home. And what will happen is that now you're covered should anything happen. Don't ever on the phone, and I'm sure we all get them, I'm sure you get them, Dean, that, you know, other than the CRA is coming to arrest you, that, you know, your bank, we just want to check this or this or that. Don't answer those things. Don't give anybody your social insurance number. Don't give anybody your bank statements. Don't give them any personal information, because this is really on the rise. And you were going to say something, Taylor.
Yeah, I was going to say the title insurance is only about $250, a one-time fee of about $250, maybe $300 at most, and it'll save you a huge, huge amount of headaches out there. So it's a very, very small cost to protect yourself. And if you have a mortgage on your property, your bank will have title insurance already in place for you. But if you don't have a mortgage, that's where people forget, because most people buy their house with a mortgage and the bank puts it on in place and they never think about it. Once that mortgage is gone, the title insurance is gone as well. So you need to put it back on there yourself to protect yourself.
Still lots more to come, including Ask Marnie at BennettPros.com. Look at all my questions. Three pages.
You know, people, and I understand and I appreciate it. I mean, it's pretty overwhelming out there, you know, and once the markets change so quickly that we'd be more than happy to answer your
question. Again, I run into, you know, four or five people per week that listen to the show on a regular basis. And a lot of people don't tell you that, but when they start telling you that, that kind of really hits home. And that's really nice to know. And it's nice to have you along listening today. Come on back with us on 580 CFRA.
You're listening to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Ottawa's number one real estate sales team for 2021 from the Bennett Property Shop.